Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Foodstuffs, we're on Instagram Live. Follow us on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. You can see this whole thing. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt & Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt & Smoke. There's one in the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton. And I've got the new kids menu.
Oh, that's adorable.
The kids menu from Salt & Smoke becomes a hat that you can wear.
Well, you just fluffed your hair. You don't want to put that on, do you?
I'm putting it on.
All right.
It's screwing up my headphones, but you can see it. On Instagram, at Courtney & Co. Y98. Lance likes it.
I
look pretty good. I'm wearing a cowboy hat. No big deal. You guys can comment on there. All right, lots of food stuff to get to.
Oh, let's do an update on the string cheese thing real quick, since it does involve...
Okay, it is a food stuff.
I'll be talking cheese today, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said... They cussed in it, so
yeah,
we can't
they
really
said they're
say.
44, and they say, string that stuff. They didn't say stuff. Somebody else said, though, that if you string your cheese... You're more likely a serial killer.
That's if not. You don't, I thought it was if you don't string your cheese.
No, if you do string your cheese.
Well, then.
But they can't back that up.
They have no research or anything. Right. I like the person that said if you want to eat cheese, get the regular kind of cheese. Don't get the string cheese.
Yeah, that's for stringing.
Yes.
I understand.
All right. End of discussion on that. Thank you for all your texts, by the way. 531-9898 is our text line.
We're getting back to cheese in a minute, but for now, Skittles is creating a new zombie pack. Sounds like fun, right? Halloween, yada, 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 right?
Yeah.
They're saying some of the candies will actually taste like rotten zombies.
Oh, it's like a Jelly Belly thing? And how do they know what rotten zombies taste like?
Well, that's what I was thinking. They'll have flavors like melon, black cherry, and also rotten zombie. A few of the candies in the pack will have a rotten zombie flavor. They're not coming out until Halloween next year.
Did you ever do
that? They got to get that rotten zombie flavor just right.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that that Jelly Belly game? I luckily was never asked to play that terrible.
The good or gross ones?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
You played it?
I've been involved, yeah. The gross ones are gross.
Like, what did you have to eat? Lawn trimmings.
Yeah, but that one's not that bad.
Ooh, that one has a nice little grass flavor.
Yeah, okay. That one's not that bad. What's the really bad one?
There's like
some are like you gag even just hearing.
It's
it.
Like booger.
Oh, come on, Kevin. It's a family show. All right, do you remember when Burger King did? They looked really cool, but they sold the burger with a black bun for Halloween.
Yeah, wasn't that a Japanese thing?
I don't know, but they definitely did it here.
Yeah, no, I know.
I got involved, and the problem was I hate talking about this, but it turned your poop green.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, this year they're doing the Frozen Fanta Scary Black Cherry Slushy.
Ooh, yum. Black cherry. Mm. Love it.
Spoiler alert. Messes with your poop.
Food stuff.
So what?
Black, blue, and green. So what? You don't care?
I mean...
It's part of the fun?
No,
you
I
get to enjoy the
I
coloring
mean,
twice?
Yeah. I don't know.
But you need to know that going in.
Yeah.
Don't. Because like, you'll find it out. You'll find it out coming out.
It's like I remember when my niece was really young and she puked and she had just drank red Kool-Aid and my mom thought she was vomiting blood.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think she went to the emergency room or she called a doctor or something, but it was Kool-Aid.
They're like, it's Kool-Aid. Everything's cool. All right, back to cheese. How about this? We're going to make the millennials answer for this on Monday when we do Millennial Monday. But I got to tell you, millennials are killing American cheese.
Oh, they like the fancier cheeses on things.
Yeah, American cheese sales are projected to go down another 1.6% this year, which will be the fourth straight year that they drop. The average price is down below $4 a pound for the first time since 2011. Even the fast food restaurants are giving up on it.
Really?
Yeah. Wendy's is offering Asiago. Panera Bread took it out of its grilled cheese. There's no American cheese in a St. Louis Bread Co. grilled cheese. Even McDonald's is using a version of American cheese that doesn't have any artificial preservatives. The deal is... you know, it's created in a lab.
Yeah, it's like Velveeta.
Orange, plenty of, yeah, it's not good for you.
Yeah, but there is nothing better than American cheese slice, like in a pinch, mm-hmm. in the cellophane. Yep. We need to have somebody else come out with the cellophane slices.
Yeah, that's a good, like quality stuff, yeah. but it's in there. Yeah, it's like the most processed food, so people are going to waste.
I don't buy American cheese ever. Like, I'm more of a, not Asiago. Ugh, I don't like Asiago.
No?
No.
Really? I like Asiago. I've only recently, in the last couple of years, started eating blue cheese. I used to avoid that all the time.
But we love the Vermont white cheddar. That's probably my favorite cheese.
Feta cheese is good, too.
Vermont white cheddar?
Yeah.
Man. What? You just sound like a...
It's delicious. It's sharp.
I don't think I can relate
to you. It's got flavor. You don't eat cheese, so you don't understand me at all.
Vermont white cheddar?
Yes. Like you're
Donald Trump over here.
Yeah, that's me.
That's food stuff.
Food stuff!
Hi, Jesus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.